an all-new episode of the Jeremy White Podcast, Tuesday at noon, available wherever you stream. Catch up on past interviews and episodes on demand now. Subscribe so you don't miss any of it.
Yo, what's happening?
Good.
All good?
Yeah, we made it. Let's get it.
Here we are, man. Woo, finally, getting to it. Hey, a brand new record came out on May 20th, over 150 million total global streams. Yo, this guy's like the one, you need to be watching this dude, okay? First of all, I want to talk all about the music video. I want to talk about this song, but anyways, welcome to the show, Mr. Ty Verz. There he is, look at him.
Wow, man, it's a beautiful day outside, bro. Let's get it.
Dude, okay, so first of all, global warming, what's going on? Over here, I'm in Montreal, Canada, and it literally feels like 42 degrees Celsius, which is like, I don't know, like over 100 degrees at this point, I think.
You know what? As long as you're A-okay, I think you're going to have a good day.
He just said it. Ah, he just said it. I love it. That was, you know, it'd be even better if I had some lemonade. I mean,
yeah, you know. Right. Maybe you need some lemonade, some Minute Maid, 2, 4, 6, 8, do a shimmy shake.
Maybe I'll go eat some hay, lay by the bay, make things out of clay. What do you say? I just may.
Jeremy White, that is the next single. Let's get it.
Did you ever see Happy Gilmore, the movie Happy Gilmore? That's from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. Dude, okay, so first of all, this music video is out of control. Whose idea was this madness?
Honestly, we were kind of lost on the concept. And then my manager's wife was like, what if you're like an airplane pilot? And I was like, let's figure out that. So then we were like, okay, if we can get the airplane thing done, what's the concept? And then like the whole concept is that everything is going badly on the flight, but I'm just cool as a cucumber, man, you know? And I think that that's kind of a nice little metaphor for life of like, even though things might seem like the worst possible outcome, being on a plane in the middle of the air and you just don't know what's going to happen. But in reality, I've been in that situation. Other people have been in that situation, but the sun is going to come up the next day. And you know what, you're not always promised the next day, but if the sun comes up the next day, you always have another chance, you know? So,
yeah, I kind of felt like you were pulling your best Denzel Washington impression in the movie Flight.
Yeah, mine's a little bit more on the comedy side than the drama, though, you know.
Yeah, then again, that scene of that plane upside down just like clipping the church, it's pretty
so good.
Classic.
So
good. I was cracking up. I was just seeing a story online about airlines refusing to serve alcohol now because there's just too many stories of people like getting out of control and being thrown off flights.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean yeah, people just get out of control, man, on planes. Like, dude, there was one time I was flying from LAX to JFK. It was like it was a red eye, and like this woman just like got totally lit, but she was like at the back of the plane. Like, she wasn't even at the front, so you know she was paying for every drink, first off. And second of all, it's like, how do you even do that? Like, you know, three drinks in that lower, like that pressurized cabin, you're kind of like out of it.
Listen, people will find a way.
Yep. Yeah. Talk about this album. So debut record comes out. I mean, first of all, I want to know, like, how did you get your start in music? Like, is this like freaking you out? Like the fact that you're blowing up as big as you are, or?
No, I mean, the whole goal in the beginning was to be the biggest thing in the world. The thing that I wanted to, do was I just didn't know which industry it was going to be in. So in the beginning I was, doing piano lessons for 13 years. I did guitar for 4 years.
You're a classically trained musician then.
I was more jazz, but yeah, definitely that. And then I also did, ukulele for 4 years. And then once I came to LA and dropped out of school, I did everything. I did like, I modeled for Nike. I did like, I was doing like comedy spots for like 5 to 7 minutes. So I would like do things in the industry high enough to get paid. I was doing a podcast where I was getting some money off too, but I just had nothing really broke through all the way to the mainstream until coronavirus happened. And then I focused on music. And then once I did music, it was like me singing in my car for an hour and a half after I got denied from The Voice every single year for like 4 years in a row. So that's what I would do. Yeah. But after I dropped out of school, I would, my kind of like anniversary thing I would do is I'd go to America's Got Talent or The Voice, and I try out. I wouldn't even get to the big spot. I'd go to like the first producer tryout.
So they wouldn't even call you to like audition in front of the judges.
No, that's like six rounds deep. I wouldn't even get past the first round.
That's crazy.
No, it's not crazy. I was not good. I was not.
Where are those audition tapes now? You got to throw those up on YouTube.
Nah, man, they're probably in the garbage. You know what I'm saying? They're not even close to anything that needed to that was good enough to be in there. And then after I got the fourth, you know, no one even like looked at me. I was like, okay, let's practice for 6 months in my car in my garage every single day for 6 months. And then after that hour and a half of practice every day, I went to the studio and I made three songs, and one of them was Stuck in the Middle, and I put Stuck in the Middle out and it blew up.
Mm. Man, it's amazing how that happens. I mean, especially with like, you know, like today in a world that's just, it's, everything's just so oversaturated, whether it's the podcasting or it's, you know, like the modeling or even the music. It's like, you know, to try and get your name out there and turn into something, it's freaking hard. So the fact that you're doing it, it's, dude.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but at a certain point, it's hard. But I think that, you know.
Listen, talent speaks at the end of the day and it shines through, right? So you either have it or you don't.
Nah, I don't even know if it's even talent. I think it's just not giving up, because there's people way more talented than me. There's people way more, you know, I'm not the best singer in the world. I don't have the best, you know, team in the world. But it, for the music industry, it's 50% music, 50% promotion, 50% marketing. So it's like, I don't think there's a lot of people in the world better than me at marketing.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, talk about the social media game. Is that really like home base for you?
I think it's home base for everyone in 2021. You know, like if you want to get bigger as an artist, how do you get bigger? You know, you have to reach new people. And with TikTok's algorithm, you can reach new people and you don't even have to do anything. That's the thing. It's like a good, it's a good idea machine. You're getting videos sent to you from consensus of your peers around you, of your own demographic. Plus you're getting videos from people that aren't in your demographic that multiple people have liked. And then with regards to music, if you want to reach people that you would never reach with your music, the algorithm sends it out to them. That's amazing. Who can do that now? Nobody can do that. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. It's free advertising in reality, you know?
Yeah. But so that's why I think that social media is the next thing. And I think listening to Gary Vee and my brother talk about TikTok, I was just like, oh, this is it. This is a no brainer. Let's try it.
You know? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome, man. And it's just so cool because, you know, I was listening to the record and stuff, and like even the song, it's, you know, we just added it here in Montreal. So, you know, you're getting spun at the Beat 92.5, and, you know, it's going to be a brand new entry on the Montreal Hit 40, a number one weekend chart show. So, I mean, you know, what more do you want?
Woo! We love to see it. Okay, Jeremy bringing the heat.
That's it, man. Well, listen, brand new record called TV is available now for music. So are you just doing like the digital thing, or can I go to like the, you know, like the music store and pick up, you know, the double gatefold vinyl of the album or something? Or
we're trying to get stuff in the on vinyl on my personal merch store nice. Before I don't go out on tour. But yeah, man, I can't wait to get one of my own vinyls. I've never had a vinyl before, like own one. So,
well, listen, man, you know, you talk about the tour and stuff. It's, if I come to your show, you can't sign my Spotify.
I can sign your, eyebrow. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, pull up the shirt, sign the titty, classic. Hey, talk about tour really quickly. What can we expect on the road? You know, what's the live show going to be like?
Basically me on the floor having body convulsions, and nice. I'm just going to be just spazzing out on my stage with my band, and it's going to be great. I really can't wait to get out there and do the music live, because these songs are meant to be sung. You know what I'm saying? I want everyone to be screaming, crying. Maybe they pee a little bit. Who knows?
Nice. Yes. Bodily fluids on the floor. All right, man. Well, listen, we love you here in Montreal. We hope to get a show over here. I know the show at the Drake Hotel in Toronto is totally sold out, so we need to get a Montreal gig some point.
We're going back. I'm going back out right when we come. We have this Quinn 92 Chelsea Cutler tour where I'm opening up, and then we're also doing Lollapalooza, but then we're doing my tour, and then 2022 there's definitely going to be another one. So let's get it.
Dylan, we'll get you at Oceaga 2022 in Montreal. That'd be great. 100,000 people in the field, main stage it, baby.
You got good vision. I like that vision.
All right, man. It was great to meet you.
It was great to meet you too, man.
An all-new episode of the Jeremy White Podcast, Tuesday at noon, available wherever you stream. Catch up on past interviews and episodes on demand now. Subscribe so you don't miss any of it.